irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Mwah, 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 mwah. Yeah, I am your host, Davey, every Sunday to talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. This is the show, it's a very special show, where we get to talk about anything we want to. We have a very special show lined up for you guys today. We have the one and only Dr. Michelle live with us here in the studio. If you don't already know her, that's pretty fucked up. Oh, excuse me. I'm just kidding. Well, you have an opportunity to get to know her. Check out LA Talk Radio's On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11. Channel 1, LA Talk Radio, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11. You can't miss that shit. It's so good for your soul. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. This is the show where we talk about anything and what's that? Everything to raise your vibration. Oh, Doc is just looking at me. She's just shaking her head. She's going, what is wrong with this guy today? These toony loonies.
You're full of a lot of expletives, dude.
It's all the Adderall.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. Oh, God.
Well, Doc, you being a psychologist, you know the effect.
I know about Adderall, yes.
Just kidding. Yeah. I don't. I actually am really against pharmaceuticals. And I think that there's a big agenda to keep everyone brainwashed. That's what
okay,
I think. Except people that truly need antidepressants and certain things like that. I think those are really good. Those are really good for the people that need it. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Welcome to the Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I just want to make sure that you know that. That's why I like to say it over and over again. So you really understand why you're tuning in. You have to tune into the show with intention. If you don't tune into the show with intention, just shut it off right now. I'm just kidding. Keep it on. But set an intention. Say, I'm going to listen to the show because I want to feel better about myself, because I want to learn something new, because Dave just has all the answers to life. I just tune into the show.
Wait, let me get this
and
straight.
And he's so humble. He's so humble.
Attention deficit, narcissism. What else do you have? No.
Doc, okay. We could go on just for
kidding.
Days. So, I am the host of the show.
Sorry. Sorry.
You know, we're going to be talking about something really cool today. Something that I've always known, but it hasn't actually... I haven't brought it to my attention until seeing this video on YouTube. Actually, it was last week. That's when I contacted Doc, and I was like, you know what? I'd love for you to come on and talk about this with me because it's so empowering. So, today we're going to be talking about how celebrities are conscious and aware of the law of attraction. So the reason why I say celebrities is because we revere these people to have been become successful, to have become, mm-hmm. you know, in alignment with what their greatest self is, right? So we think, oh, if you're a celebrity, you know, you have achieved something greater than the average individual. Now, why do we think that? I don't know. Maybe because it's like you see someone on TV and you see them on the red carpet and then you get this persona, you get this facade of who they are, right? And then you kind of start looking up to them almost subconsciously because they're always in the spotlight, they're always in the new movies, you know they're making money, you know they live a good life. You know, you see people, you know, so we think to ourselves, we're like, "Oh, okay, these people understand how to create a good life for themselves." But what's the basis of that, Doc? What's the basis of understanding how to create a good life for yourself? It's being joyful. It's being happy.
Right. Right. Having a belief in yourself, self-esteem. Mm. And, you know, there's just sort of a knowing that you're going forth and it's, you know, stick-to-itiveness, as we used to call it.
Totally.
But it's just really focusing on what you want. But also it's that internal thing that you always talk about, which is so strong. It's, you know, kind of trying to manifest your dreams through what we call the law of attraction.
Bwah! Which you just dropped the big words.
Which I think is, you know, in many ways valid. There's certain things that maybe a little bit later I'll share with you thoughts on that. But
yeah.
You know, there's scientific evidence to that as well, which we can talk about.
There is, and we're definitely going to talk about that. Something that fascinates me is how all of these celebrities, all of these people that have become successful through following their passion, they all believe in the exact same process of how they got there. Mm-hmm. So don't you find that fascinating?
Yes, I do.
It's like, and you know, I'll mention, I'm going to play a video a little bit later, and then we're going to talk in between the video, talk about these people. We're going to talk about the psychology behind what these people are saying, how they got there, and whatnot. This is a reflection of you. Now, the reason why we have decided to play this video and talk about these people, such as Denzel Washington, Jamie Foxx, Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah, Matt Damon, too. You got Jim Carrey on there.
Jim Carrey.
Alan Arkin.
Oprah.
Steve Harvey. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All of these people. I mean, obviously, you hear Oprah. You know Oprah Soul, Super Soul Sundays. But, I mean, you know, Jim Carrey's pretty openly conscious about, you know, his understanding of the law of attraction. But you think about people like Jamie Foxx, Denzel Washington, Matt Damon, Alan Arkin. He's the grandpa in Little Miss Sunshine, for those of you that are, who's Alan Arkin? He's the grandpa in Little Miss Sunshine. He's hysterical. He's such a funny guy. He's awesome.
Right.
They all understand the physics behind the law of attraction. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to play this video a little bit later for you. First and foremost, I got a question for the doc.
Yes.
You're a celebrity, doc. You are the, you know, recognized body language therapist for, you know, Entertainment Tonight. You've done a lot of really great things. You've put yourself out there. And you've attracted a lot of really awesome experiences in your life. I mean, aww. You host a sweet show here on LATalkRadio.com
that
tons of people tune into. You help a tremendous amount of people, more people than you actually know. So you,
thank you.
I would consider you, I would put you on that pedestal in my mind and consider you someone that has achieved and accomplished what they love to do, and they get paid for it. So I want to ask you, and not that money is everything, but money is just the manifestation of freedom on the physical plane. To be, do, and have anything and everything that you want is your natural state of well-being, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So to be doing what you love and to be receiving freedom units for doing what you love is being in alignment with the wholeness of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say that throughout your life you've consciously used the power of, you know, focusing your energy in hopes to create something through the law of attraction to get where you've gotten?
Yes, I do. I think I have used those principles, and it's not even that I was aware of them back then when I was, you know, in my 20s, kind of creating, you know, my life or my career or my personal relationships, things like that. But I do. So if you want me
to share.
Was it
difficult? I was going to say, was it difficult? Like what was some of the processes that you did to get into that mode?
I'll tell you what I didn't do. Maybe that will, help you understand sort of where my head was at and where it still is at. What I didn't do, and this is not to say that I was lackadaisical or narcissistic or anything, but I sort of knew what my passions were, which were psychology and, you know, writing and conveying messages, communicating, speeches, being on the radio, being on TV. I loved bringing forth ideas to people. I used to have these thoughts when I was, you know, in high school. They started sort of bubbling, you know, bubbling through. And then I got into college. And then I said, I love psychology. I like to find out about the human mind. And then I got my doctorate. And of course, started working with people and was still doing television and radio, talking about what I wanted to do. What I didn't do growing up to achieve these things was having a lot of push and game playing with people and fears and strategic, I don't know what to say about it, I guess manipulation of other people.
You didn't worry about it too much?
I didn't worry about it that much. I knew I had a body of knowledge that I was confident about.
That's awesome.
I knew that I was fine with speaking. I knew that I would make mistakes, but I would learn along the journey.
Yeah.
So having, I guess you might say in Esther Hicks, Law of Attraction,
yes,
language, I didn't have resistant thinking. I had more... This is cool. I will make mistakes, but I know that I can do this thinking.
Yeah.
So I did have visions, you know, of like being in studios like here or of talking about certain, communication strategies for people on camera of, you know, certain things like that. And also having a really intensive one-on-one or couples therapy or family therapy practice to where I'm exchanging information. People are asking. We're all learning, you know, in a really organic environment. So to answer your question, the principles I used was feeling good about what I knew or what I could do, keeping myself informed and learning more. Not thinking, I'm great, I'm so great, smart, you know, like in a narcissist, but, you know, I'm on this. I'm on it.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be okay no matter what.
Yes.
And God knows I've screwed it up on radio and television. And in my practice, maybe I didn't give a person the type of orientation that they wanted. They wanted maybe a psychoanalytic therapist where I just sat, took notes and say, and how does that make you? Maybe I was too directive, but I mean, so we have to allow for, you know, the negative experiences and be cool about it and not be so stressed and pressured about, oh my God, I've got to get this. Because I think that resistant thinking, as you hear in these audios, in the videos that you've played for me today.
Yes.
I think that part of that, I mean, there are fears and everything, which is so funny. Denzel Washington talks about his fears.
Yeah.
But if you just honestly, you know, not worry about things, keep forward with your focus and what you want and, you know, work on yourself in that whatever craft you're in, whatever organization, whatever type of work you want to do, and feel like you're going to achieve it because you do have that inner strength. You do have that part of you that's connected with Source.
Yeah. Beautifully said. And whatever you did worked because, you know.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of people look up to you, Doc.
Oh,
I look up
you're
to you.
So sweet. Well, the key is.
You're a mentor of mine. Oh. You know?
And I think the key is being happy. Of course, we have bad days. Of course, we have bad weeks. We have stuff happening around us in life. And, you know. Things happen, car accidents, people who we love become ill. You know, we we lose money with an investment. Whatever is happening in your life, you have to say, this is a journey, this is a lesson, and what am I learning from this? And how can I just sort of insert gentleness, love, and allowing into my life to flow through these tough times? What are my coping skills? And, you know, get strong with your coping skills, but just to accept things as lessons and take them in. And I think it's all part of a spiritual journey personally. I don't think it's, what is God doing to me? This happens to me. I have bad luck.
There's no such thing as being a victim.
Right.
You're only a victim if you feel like a victim, but you're never a victim.
That's right.
Because you are the creator. You're the creator of your own reality. And how do you create your own reality? By focusing your energy on creating momentum in whatever areas you're trying to create. So if you want more money, you stop focusing on the lack of money. Forget about where your sources of money are coming from. Stop counting your money. Stop looking at the bank account and just feel wealthy. How do you do that? Imagine, just look up a picture of like $10 million, even $1 million, $20 million, $1 billion, whatever. There's pictures of enough money everywhere online. You just look at it.
Right.
And then you think to yourself, this is a vibrational currency. This is in the ethers of my reality. And if I want this, then I need to pretend like this is sitting in my room and I need to really feel like it. And then the next time a bill comes rolling in, don't stress out and just say, you know what? I'm going to be able to pay for it. The universe has my back. And all of a sudden, opportunities are going to start opening up for you to receive more money because you're changing the vibration around your relationship with wealth. Same thing with a relationship. If you're looking for the love of your life, if you're looking, you know, to whatever type of relationship you're looking for.
Right.
You need to focus on what it feels like to have that really powerful, in tune and in touch relationship that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. If you go to bars and, you know, you go to these places where people aren't looking for relationships, they're looking for one night interactions or very, very root based interactions, right? It's either revolving around sex, revolving around the ego, not revolving around, I really want to tune into someone that's of a similar vibration as myself, but just revolving around what will fulfill my emptiness for the night. And then you go home and you complain to your girlfriends about how guys suck. It's because you're putting yourself in the wrong environment.
Right.
You need to place yourself consciously and deliberately, place yourself in an environment with an intention to improve your life.
And you're also saying, too, not to, you know, when you talked about abundance and money, you're not saying just to pull back, chill out, and just relax, and, you know, the money will come to
you. You need to feel better. But, you do. Sorry, go on.
Go ahead. But you also, don't you think you have to be proactive and, you know, one step at a time.
This is the answer. This is the answer.
Okay.
You can't take action without being in alignment, or else it's just going to lead you to more lack of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a state of consciousness that tells yourself, I need more money, I need more money, I need more money, and you take action while you're feeling that way, you're only going to attract, I need more money. If you step outside, and that does mean maybe taking a day for yourself, maybe just calling in and saying, you know what, instead of grinding at work all day, I'm just going to take one day for myself to tune my vibration. How am I going to do that? I'm going to meditate. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to read books on the law of attraction. I'm going to read, you know, here's a great book, John Randolph Price, The Abundance Book. Just read that. You'll completely understand how to attract an unlimited amount of wealth into your life fairly quickly. Inevitable. If you apply what Jonathan Randolph Price states in his book, quote, The Abundance Book, he will give you the tools to manifest anything and everything you need. And it all revolves around feeling good first, feeling wealthy first. So to answer your question, Doc, yes, of course receiving money takes action. It takes dedicated action.
And receiving whatever else you want in life,
of
right? Whatever
course.
You want to achieve, whether you want to be in accounting, whether you want to be an artist.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter.
This universe is is just waiting to give you everything that you're asking for, but you need to tune yourself to that vibrational frequency first.
And take those steps forward towards achieving that out there in society, of course, classes or whatever jobs you may need to get yourself into learning about that.
But absolutely. Educate yourself.
Yeah, if you're not educating yourself.
Education is beautiful. See, we've become a skewed society because we think that education is sitting in a classroom listening to a teacher waiting for a bell to ring. Right? We think that education can only be learned in a classroom. At least a lot of people do. Huh. But that's yes, and I'm not saying school is bad. I'm just saying that education is learning how to pivot your thoughts to receive the things that you want in this life. That's the only real education that's worth learning. Sure, if you want to learn math, you know, that's all well and good. That's fun. Learn physics to understand how the laws of the universe work. That's great and that's so fun. But educate yourself in areas that bring you joy. If you enjoy learning about the economy, about how the financial systems of the world work, educate yourself on the stock market. If you're passionate about, you know, music, if you're passionate about learning how to create music, educate yourself on how to work a soundboard, how to be an engineer, how to play the guitar super well. Whatever it is, put yourself there first, start feeling like it, and it will come. Build it and they will come. That is such a true statement. It wasn't just in
Fields of Dreams.
How am I blanking on his name? He's like in every baseball movie ever known to man.
That's all right.
I'm blanking on his name. Field of Dreams. It's so true. Build it and they will come.
Mm-hmm.
Build it and they will come. But what building it is, it's building it inside of your consciousness first. Mm-hmm. You have to build the empire within you to project it outside of you. Mm-hmm. You can't build anything outside of you if it does not currently exist within you.
Right.
But everything, you are the entire universe in one drop. So everything exists within you. It's just a matter of getting up to speed with whatever it is that you want to project outside of you. So if the whole universe exists within you, all you got to do is think of one thing, focus on it, know that it's coming, and then just forget about the rest and have a great time and watch it flow in. Where we humans get so stuck up on things is we forget that we have this control. Mm-hmm. So we start focusing our energy on what's happening around us. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I have this illness. Oh, I don't have money. We get so perplexed, so overwhelmed
with
all this bullshit.
But it's very hard to deny. But it's very hard to deny that. I mean, that's why I
but
look.
You've got to learn to.
I wouldn't be in business unless people didn't know how to cope, or you know, if they always had those ruminations.
It doesn't mean don't go see a psychologist.
No, but what I'm I hear you.
See the psychologist.
It's hard
if someone takes your knowledge
differently when you're sick or when you've lost jobs or when your husband's left you for a 20 years younger woman or when you're
I could only imagine. Those are terrible things, but it's all how you look at them. My point is, yes, it's so difficult. It's like next to impossible to just be like, "Oh, I lived 20 years with this person, they just left me. It's going to be okay." But that's kind of what you got to do if you want to move on as quickly and efficiently as possible to the next best thing.
And there are the tools that you're talking about. Those tools are the same thing you and I sort of teach.
Totally. Yeah. Exactly. And the tools of just knowing that nothing is outside of you. Knowing that nothing in this reality is outside of you. Everything you experience is a perfect interactive projection of your consciousness. It is a completely, you're like in an interactive game. You're like, you have these like 3D goggles on that is representative of this physical vehicle. Mm. This is not you. This is just a vehicle that spirit lives through, right? So we are the entire universe in this vehicle, channeling as much energy as this mind will allow. And then whatever energy we channel is what we receive back, because due to the laws of physics, we have learned that thoughts are magnets. Everything is magnetized. We live in a magnet universe. That's how the solar systems are kept together. Do you know that we would not be able to breathe if it wasn't for our perfect proximity between the solar systems, between the suns and the stars and the black hole at the center of our galaxy? We wouldn't exist. exist without being connected to all of these things that seem so outside of us, but they're not. They're so within us. Mm. And we just lose track by focusing on the dense, ooh, got to do this, got to do that. So enough with my rambling on. I just wanted to kind of set up the basis for this video that we're about to play. Doc, do you think it's a good time to play the video?
Perfect timing.
Awesome. So this is celebrities talking on the law of attraction. You can actually find this own video, view it yourself. You just go on YouTube, type in celebrities talk law of attraction.
And we've got Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, Alan Arkin, Matt Damon, Denzel Washington, Steve Harvey. Oh, and John Jones? Is that that?
And John Jones, the youngest title, the youngest UFC fighter to ever win a title.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And it's really cool. I actually love John Jones' example, and we'll hear it later in the video. He starts signing in the year 2010. He starts signing when people ask for autographs, champion 2011.
Oh, wow.
And wait until you see what happens in 2011. So this is Celebrities Talk, the Law of Attraction. Yeah, it's like some really cool stuff. Just can't miss it. Here we go, guys. Check it out. Check it out.
Try to take over the world.
I want to ask you a question, because we just had an interview the other day, and you said something that has stuck with me about what makes you afraid. And we were talking about this, and Denzel said, I don't know if you remember saying this to me, but you said you attract what you fear.
Right.
And since we spoke, I've just been thinking about that all the time. What are you afraid of? And do you agree with that comment that you attract what you fear?
Apparently, I'm afraid of great actors.
Well, I mean, positively and negative. I mean, you attract. No, you know, not just what you fear. You attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract.
That's Denzel Washington.
What's on your mind? Yes, yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like the law of physics. So I don't know how anybody can disagree with that.
Alan Arkin.
Ask any physicist, they'll tell you that it's true. Yeah.
David Mamet wrote
I think it's
a really
marvelous thing, that visualization thing you did. Do you all read about this or hear this? That you used to go up on Mulholland Drive and park
every night
and visualize seeing yourself as...
Yeah, I would visualize...
This is when you were broke and poor. You
know, right, having directors interested in me and people that I respected saying, you know, I like your work or whatever that is. And I would visualize things coming to me that I wanted or whatever.
This was in like 1987, 85.
Yeah. I had nothing at that time. So it was like, but it just made me feel better. It made me, at that time, all it really was for me was kind of making me feel better. I would drive home and think, well, I do have these things and they're out there. I just don't have a hold of them yet, but they're out there.
Self-help books or whatever?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Self-help section.
Self-help section.
They've renamed it the Jim Carrey wing.
Just this, I have an insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief, you know, that I think it's ultimately complete sanity, but I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word. Is every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life.
Total believer. Yeah, I believe in manifestation. I believe in putting a rocket of desire out into the universe, and you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You're facing the wrong way. You're facing away from it. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here.
That's exactly what we talk about here on the Vibration Station. That's what I was just talking about before the show, what Jim Carrey just described. Here's the video.
Are you aware that, do you have the distinct, palpable feeling that your intention created this evening, as well as Melissa's? Do you understand that all of this entire event is happening inside you?
Bam.
Write yourself a check? I heard that you did. Is that true?
I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years, or 3 years maybe, and I dated it Thanksgiving 1995. and I put it in my wallet and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and deteriorated and stuff. But then just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million on, I think it was Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention.
You know, folks, I'll admit it. My life is going really, really well.
Steve Harvey.
Many of my dreams have come true, and there are plenty of you who've got huge aspirations for success too. I get emails and tweets all the time from people, so many people asking how I did it. I try to share the principles of success whenever I can, because I have not gotten this far without learning the principles of success. And over the years, I've just realized that common sense just ain't that common. So I often get inspiration from books, and one book that resonates with me all the time is this book right here. It's called The Secret. It is the most powerful book outside of the Bible that I have ever read in my life. And the book is based on the law of attraction and how that principle, once you master it, can help you find wealth, happiness, better health, whatever you're looking for, relationships. So let me share some of the concepts that have helped keep me on my game. So the first one is like attracts like. You have to understand, you are a magnet. Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you. So you are like a magnet, you know. And you got to understand something about like attracts like.
You are a magnet.
If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That's really cool. Doc, you were listening to something this morning.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's exactly what
Bob Proctor
yeah. says. I was listening. I was meditating to one of his, you know, manifestation audios. And that's what he said. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. Now, this is Steve Harvey talking, okay? Mm. Isn't that just cool? Like,
people, I love that guy.
People, I love him too. Like, people that you never would think. And if you, when you type in celebrities, celebrities talk law of attraction, I mean, Jay-Z comes up. I mean, so many people. I mean, like, thug rappers that you wouldn't even think, like Sean Paul, like all, like so many people.
Do you know who else is into the law of attraction? Is Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams, yeah. Totally into the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue this video. That's Steve Harvey talking right now. It's really cool.
So true. You've got to grab this. You gotta create dream boards. You gotta put the new car up on your mirror. Put the weight you want to be on the refrigerator. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That's the law of attraction. That's what you bring to you. Okay, moving on. The next principle. Ask, believe, receive. So many people overlook this very simple quality.
For those of you that don't listen to Abraham Hicks, I highly suggest checking out, just go on YouTube, search Abraham Hicks, listen to anything. She does have a three-step, she's now evolved it to a four-step process. Ask, believe, receive are the three steps, the first three steps. Ask, believe, receive. You ask the universe through the power of your contrast, so that through the things that aren't going right in your life, or that you seem, that you recognize that you want something different. Through that contrast, you ask for something new. Okay, so through the contrast of not having enough money, I ask for $10 million, just like Jim Carrey did. When he was broke and wasn't known as an actor, he didn't have anything to his name, he was talking about earlier. So that's asking. Believe. Know that through your power of asking, the universe yields to you whatever you ask, because we live in an infinite universe of eternal, ever-expanding potential. This universe has more of everything that you could ever ask for that's just waiting for you than you will ever allow through your entire... This universe has more for you for 30 lifetimes. It's just a mess. So that's ask through the power of your contrast. Believe.
Right.
Through the power of your knowing that the universe will respond and give to you anything that you ask for.
Yep.
And then number three is just forget about it and receive.
Right.
Just allow. Go to the next thing. I want $10 million. I know that this universe can yield it to me. I'm open to ways. I'm going to keep working and doing what I love to do so I can open the cord. Focus on spirit, not on getting the money. Focus on spirit. You are spirit. You are the universe. You are the money. You are everything in your reality. Nothing is outside of you. You create everything through your attention to it.
And the fourth step is allow, isn't it now? With the, just the know four, it's coming.
Yes.
It's kind of like believe, but it's keeping your mind in that place where if you keep your mind calm, if you stay calm and not get stressed out and try to, you know, if you use those coping skills to just allow things to flow as they may and be the observer in your life of things going on and, of course, feel the things, but
beautifully
just knowingness,
said.
Right?
Beautifully said, Doc.
Is that what the fourth step is?
Exactly. You said it perfect. The fourth step is being in a continuous state of knowing that everything is working out for you.
Hmm.
Being in a continuous state of knowing that anything you ask for is being yielded to you the second you allow it to be.
Preach.
And the only reason, yeah, right. And the only reason why it's not is because you have a mixed vibration. Let's finish this video. It's really cool.
You don't have to figure it out. That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how. You have to ask, believe, and receive. That's as simple as it gets, folks.
Say it, Steve.
It's very, very true. I really want you to understand that. Now, science says, show me and I'll believe.
Nope.
Faith says, believe and I'll show you.
Bam.
Gratitude is a powerful process. The only way to move to the next level is you must show gratitude for where you are.
Yes.
If you show gratitude, it gets you to where you want to be quicker. Yeah. Very true. This one. Laughter attracts joy and it releases negativity and it leads to some miraculous cure.
Yeah.
Laughter is so big, man. When you're laughing, it just brings a lot of joy into your life. It attracts joy, it releases negativity.
A lot of people were surprised when they found out that you've been signing your name as Champ 2011. How did that come about?
You know, I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you. And me signing my my signature with Champion 2011 on it, it can't hurt me. It can't hurt me. It could only help me to believe it even more. You know, so yeah. I mean, it works for me.
All right, guys, and this is what happened 2011 championship.
An uppercut. Jones to the body. And it is all over. John Jones is the youngest champion in UFC history.
John Jones is the youngest champion in UFC history 2011. It's time that you wake up to the truth. That you are a powerful creator created by God and from God, being the creator of creation. Call it God, call it the universe, call it energy, whatever. You have the ability to speak and think things into full manifestational existence. You speak it, you think it, and it comes. Be cautious of the words, thoughts, feelings, and actions you engage. They all have power. You are a very powerful creator that is always creating something. Proverbs 18:21, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks into his heart, give me one moment. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Focus on whatever it is that you want to attract, and you will indefinitely attract it. That was such an inspiring video.
Powerful.
Sorry, Doc.
Oh, it's powerful. I'm just sitting here blown away, and I've watched it several times, and it's still just, you know, Steve Harvey is an amazing man, and he is kind.
Super wisdom.
He is kind. He is positive. He is funny. The laughter that he brings other people, he has a positive attitude.
Right?
He's had a long journey, and he's had some tough times getting to where he is. But he just has not – I think everybody – you know, you don't have overnight success per se. I think all of these people have learned their lessons through, I'm going to be more powerfully positive.
Yes.
And I'm going to walk the walk and keep going straight and believe, you know, ask, believe, receive, and just allow. Just allow. But take that proaction. Take that action. Keep your, like you said, keep being educated. Keep, you know, doing what you need to do to go forward. Keep working. Keep, you know, networking with the people you need to. Excuse me. And just keep the action out there, but use that powerful mind to know that your action is going to create what you want.
Yes. It's so true. You know, Doc, I saw a quote yesterday, and it inspired me, right? Now, I'm 23 years old.
You're so young.
Oh, thanks, Doc. Well, sometimes I feel the opposite. Sometimes I look at myself and I say, shit, I should have started this.
Should have.
I know.
Should have, coulda, woulda.
Should have, coulda, woulda, right? I think to myself, I should have started my company when I was 16 years old. That way I should have... You know, I should have focused more on building my life instead of just studying for school, but it's okay. So here's the quote. At the age of 23, J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, was broke. Tina Fey, very famous comedian on Saturday Night Live and in a bunch of movies, Tina Fey was working at the YMCA. Oprah had just been fired as a TV producer.
Oh.
Or excuse me, as a TV reporter.
Ah.
Oprah had just been fired as a TV reporter at 23. And Walt Disney had declared bankruptcy. You'll be okay. Wow. I love that quote. So at the age of 23, J.K. Rowling was broke. Tina Fey was working at the YMCA. Oprah had just been fired as a TV reporter. And Walt Disney had declared bankruptcy. You'll be okay. And it doesn't matter what age you are.
Right.
What I'm saying, it doesn't matter if you're 60 and you're experiencing bankruptcy or you just got fired. It doesn't matter, because through the power of your focused intention, you can be a greater person than you would ever be in your entire life if you didn't just focus your energy in these ways. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter what you're doing, it matters what you choose to do the next moment. So what are you doing in this moment? What am I doing in this moment? How am I feeling in this moment?
Because you're a magnet.
Because you're a magnet.
Right, because, and there are physiological, you know, bases to these theories.
Yes.
You know, our old brain, you know, we are so attuned to survival. So that which we pick up from others is so highly attuned. So survival from a threat, from a negative, from a hateful person. What we're putting out is what we're receiving.
Yes.
And those people who are so-called powerful, you know, the heads of the tribes, the guys that used to, you know, be the superstars who killed all the animals and provided for all of their 20 wives and children, and the other men were intimidated by and all that. That's great and that's wonderful, but you keep pursuing. It's all built into our brain, our old brains, for survival. And it is all about physics, is other people pick up and sense what we are putting out there.
Totally.
And we either attract or we repel that which we are. I believe that.
I believe that too. I totally believe that. I think we... Yeah, you just said it. We can either attract or repel that which we are. So we can repel the bigger us by focusing our attention on the small, dense things that keep us from being the wholeness of who we are. But I think that there's no such thing as the law of there's no law of like assertion. There's nothing that's asserting itself into your experience, and there's nothing that you can't repel. There's no such thing as saying no. When you say no to something, you're saying yes to it, and when you say yes to something, you're saying yes to it. Because by saying no to it, you're putting your attention towards it. But you can repel the wholeness of who you are by attracting things that aren't in alignment with the wholeness of who you are. But there's no such thing. You can never focus your energy on something and repel it. Because by focusing your energy on it, you're attracting it. Just like Denzel Washington said in the beginning. He goes, yes, you attract your fears, but you also attract the things that you're positive about.
Right.
Because if you're a fearful person, you're a negative person, you're going to attract that. If you're a positive person, you feel good, you're going to attract that. You attract where your energy goes.
Right.
Would you agree, Doc?
Oh, totally. Totally. I agree. And again, it's not some, you know, nebulous, airy-fairy, oh, yeah, all these, like, spiritual, new-agey people.
No. People that are on the leading edge of this planet.
Yeah, yes. That's all I have to say. Are some of the, most brilliant people who have contributed to medicine, mathematics, chemists, biologists, they're believing in the power, the strength of their own self-belief.
Yes.
And stay positive. They stay positive about their journey of wanting to find and achieve.
Yes. Yeah. Beautifully said. And even if you think about, look at Plato. Look at these people that have achieved such fundamental changes.
Yeah.
Have achieved a state of knowledge which has inspired such fundamental changes throughout the entire world.
Right.
I mean, Galileo was like, Plato, all these people were locked up for making these discoveries about self.
Despite what others said or feared, they kept going.
They kept going.
Yeah.
Because they knew, they also understood the laws of the universe. They understood these laws.
Mm.
Einstein, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, they understood that we are just vibrational vehicles existing on this plane, which is governed by physics, which is governed by these laws that we don't understand. We think we understand, but we don't understand them. It's quite a trip. It's quite a trip.
Well, I think it's the next part of in our human development of understanding how we can change. How we are able to have more control over our lives and environment. And the world is changing in that direction.
So true, Doc. You're such an inspiring person. And the love that I have in my heart for you is absolutely indescribable. It's so true. Every time we get to talk, every time I get the opportunity to even chat with you outside of the studio, let alone in the studio, we get in our mode and we just start vibing. And it's so powerful. Mm. You really do inspire me. You're such a great mentor. And you're such a light of pure positivity in this world. And I'm so grateful to have you in my life and to have you on the show today. Oh,
thank you so much.
Listeners,
I'm grateful too for you.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, thank you. That means the world to me. Listeners, I've got to make sure that you check out On the Couch every Friday at 11, Channel 1, LATalkRadio.com. Check out Dr. Michelle's show, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, every Friday at 11, Channel 1, LATalkRadio.com. Also, make sure to check out her website, TalkShowTherapist.com. That's TalkShowTherapist.com. Make sure to follow us, Good Vibe Station, at Good Vibe Station on Twitter. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you, Doc, once again for being on the show and spreading your super powerful, loving knowledge. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I will see you guys next Sunday. I'm your host, Davey. And this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I love each of you with all of my heart. Keep going towards your dreams and know that it already exists. Love you guys. Bye.